This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up today at 6 on 1A+, when all sports stopped last year, one Englishman used the long hours under lockdown to write a love letter to his new home, the U.S. Men in Blazers host and TV star Roger Bennett talks about soccer, citizenship, and his new life in the USA. That's today at 6 on 1A+. Now, the city of Milwaukee is set to get close to $400 million in aid from the latest round of federal COVID-19 relief. That's the 12th highest amount of funding per capita going to a major American city, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So what should the city do with the money? One idea, getting lead out of homes. Our next guest recently wrote that the funding is being seen as a historic opportunity for the city to reduce the amount of lead, paint, and pipes. Allison Durr covers Milwaukee city and county government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Allison, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Talis Shelbourne is an investigative solutions reporter for the Journal Sentinel. She covers affordable housing and lead issues. Talis, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Talis, remind us, how big of an issue are lead paint and lead water pipes in Milwaukee right now?
It's a serious issue, and trying to mitigate the lead exposures has taken quite some time. There are still 70,000 lead pipes, still a lot of old housing stock that has lead-based paint. So it's still a very serious issue, and people are being affected by it every day.
Allison, do we know how much of this federal money coming to Milwaukee would be directed toward getting rid of lead in paint and pipes?
Exactly how much is going to be allocated to lead is still up in the air. The city received $394.2 million in federal funds from the American Rescue Plan Act, and local officials are hoping to see more from the infrastructure bill that is currently kind of being discussed at the federal level. So we don't know at this point exactly how much will be allocated or could be allocated to lead pipes and lead paint in the city, but it's definitely something on local leaders' minds.
Tell us, before we dig more into the funding, let's talk about lead and kids in particular in Milwaukee. Could you talk about the problems we've seen when it comes to elevated blood lead levels? How widespread is that problem?
Yeah, so in 2018 in Milwaukee, roughly 19,000 children between the ages of 0 and 5 were tested, and roughly 1,700, about 11% of that, had blood lead levels above 5 micrograms per deciliter, and that is the rate at which the CDC states that that is a concern, and there, you know, it's reason for intervention. So it is a significant problem here in Milwaukee. Children have affected cognitive abilities, impulse, and hyperactivity, and so it's something that pediatricians and just doctors in general are concerned about for kids' long-term well-being.
And we're coming, Talis, out of this pandemic. Do we have any sense that kids' exposure to lead was changed by the pandemic, maybe just by virtue of being at home more?
Yeah, I mean, that's relevant to two issues related to the pandemic. One is that children were learning from home, were spending more time at home, playing outside where there could be contaminated soil from falling lead paint chips, as well as the fact that a lot of parents were keeping children home because clinics hours were changing and it was difficult for them to get them into an office for lead testing. So we don't even know yet what the impact was. And that's something that a lot of doctors are concerned about as well.
Talking to Talis Shelbourne and Allison Durr from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at lead exposure in Milwaukee in paint and pipes and the possibility that federal relief money could help the city tackle that problem. Allison, when we look at the scope, the number of homes with lead pipe intakes, the number of homes with lead paint, how does this amount of federal money stack up against the amount of money it would take to fix all that?
You know, unfortunately, it is a much larger cost than the $400 million or so that the city is slated to receive. So the current estimate puts the cost of replacing all lead service lines in the city on both public and private property at nearly $800 million. So that's twice the amount that the city is receiving in American Rescue Plan Act funds. And I think the important, I guess, thing to keep in mind here is that lead is not the only place that city officials are looking to spend this money. So it's one of a host of priorities that also include eviction prevention, internet access, and early childhood education.
And Allison, no matter how much money we throw at it, it takes work. I mean, it takes people who know how to do this kind of work. Do we have the people in place to be able to use this money to get the lead out of these homes?
That is the big question and the big challenge with this funding. You know, even if the city were to throw millions and millions of dollars toward lead pipes and lead paint, as we've heard from city officials and people in the trades and who deal with lead paint and lead laterals, there just aren't enough people at this point to do this work. So I think that's a big piece of this conversation: is how do they get enough people, on staff, both at the city and with contractors, to actually start making significant progress. And some of those things really do take time.
And Talas, we're talking about how this federal money could be used in the future. As I understand it, though, there are existing community efforts already trying to get rid of these sources of lead. What kind of things are already going on?
Yeah, so there are community organizations that are working with the health department, looking at prevention efforts, looking at education efforts. So that's letting especially parents with new children, newborns, know about making sure they have water filters, especially if they're using formula and they're mixing that with water, they're mixing the formula with water that could potentially be contaminated. Also letting them know about renovations. If you're doing something like that, that can kick up lead dust, which is also a contaminant. So it's really, they're doing a lot of education and trying to prevent more cases in the future as we try to deal with the current issue and the current children that are being affected.
Allison, did I read this right? At the current pace of remediation, actually removing the pipes, getting the paint out, the current pace would mean that it would take something like 7 decades to cover every house that currently has lead in Milwaukee. Did I read that right?
That is the estimate from the city, yes. So at about 1,000 of these lines, lead service lines a year, it would take the city about 7 decades to replace all of them. That's nearly 70,000 lead service lines that still exist in the city. So, I mean, that's the pace that things have been kind of moving at, and it remains to be seen how this funding could help increase that pace. But as I said, it takes time to train people to, replace those lead service lines. And then there's also a deadline on using this funding. So it's not like, they could use it into 2027, 2028. They really need to use this funding within the coming years.
Tell us, I wonder, I mean, we look at the price tag. It takes a lot to remove these lead lines or to remediate paint. Do we have a sense of like the financial cost of health impacts of lead?
Yeah, so that is not something that's very well known. We do know that it does have effects on children in school as they're learning. And so there's a lot of negative health effects that do have, I'm sure, significant collateral issues that they cause. But I'm not sure that they've actually done studies on what it costs essentially to be lead poisoned financially. What we do know is that there are significant costs to homeowners who want to replace their portion of lead service lines. And there are also costs to getting a lead certified contractor to come and deal with lead paint in your home. So those are definitely concerns that people and residents have about trying to deal with lead in their immediate vicinity.
Allison, when it comes to a timeline for deciding how to use the existing federal money for lead or for other purposes, do we know when these kind of decisions would be made?
I would expect in the coming months that there will be decisions, that the city will start making as it relates to spending this money. There is a survey that is out, and I think it's available until Wednesday this week, where residents can, put in their priorities and tell the city what their priorities are for this funding. And so I think after that, we'll probably see more movement in terms of determining where this funding is going to be spent.
And tell us, as we wrap up, you focus on lead issues. What are you watching for next in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I'm reading my colleague Allison's reporting to figure out how this money is going to be spent. I'm watching the community efforts, the health department's efforts. And I do want to mention that we do have a lead resource guide for anyone out there who has concerns about lead in their home. It has information about testing and healthcare and abatement and mitigation and all those sorts of things. And I'm interested in that as well. And then seeing the new numbers, you know, after this pandemic of how many children have elevated lead levels. Those are all things that I'm keeping an eye on.
Talis, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting us on.
And Allison, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Talis Shelbourne, investigative solutions reporter who focuses on lead issues at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Allison Durr, who covers Milwaukee city and county government for the Journal Sentinel, both with us today to talk about the impact that federal funding could have on efforts to reduce lead in Milwaukee. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., it's the morning show with Kate Archer-Kent. Tomorrow at 8, the Federal Reserve plays a big role in the U.S. economy, but what is it? What does it really do? Get the basics and then meet the leader of a Midwest regional branch of the Reserve. That's tomorrow at 8 on the morning show. Up next, antitrust legislation making its way through Congress for big technology companies. We'll check it out. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.